It was a rainy, cool day outside the Kalamazoo Expo Center, but it was alive inside with the buzz of stamp collectors warming themselves with styrofoam cups of coffee. Stamp dealers watched the crowd traffic from behind their plexiglass showcases as collectors hunted through their bins. Everyone seems to have a different idea about what makes a stamp valuable. To Jane Grennan of Ottsonville, it's all about the joy of the art.
I don't do it for the value of it. It's just the joy of collecting. I collect world stamps.
Grennan says that she has started collecting international stamps because American stamps are becoming less and less unique. She doesn't like the post office's forever stamps because she feels they are bland and causing the post office to lose money. According to the Huffington Post, the Postal Service relies on the sales of stamps and other products rather than taxpayer funding. It has made cost-cutting moves such as reducing operation hours and offering buyouts to thousands of workers, yet expects a loss of about $15 billion for the year. Hartford's Al Turner has been collecting stamps since he was a boy.
Most stamps are not rare or even scarce because the government prints them by the millions, or in this day and age, hundreds of millions.
Turner says new stamps are great for stamp hobbyists because they are easily available. However, there's a difference between quantity and quality.
Stamps are like almost all collectibles, condition. Okay? Condition. You can have something very old, but if it's very poor condition, it's not worth very much. Many years ago, they were always engraved, and so that you get real nice impressions. Something like this, for example, that's a work of art.
Early stamps typically portrayed historical figures. George Washington, for example, appears on more than 250 stamps.
Well, there are stamp auctions too. The items that are in those auctions can be very expensive. You know, the most expensive United States stamp sells for quite a bit of money, almost $500,000.
Mm-hmm. Do you know which stamp would maybe sell for $500,000?
Oh, yeah, everybody does. It's the one with the airplane upside down.
The Jenny, a popular World War I aircraft, was depicted on some of the first postage stamps issued for airmail. During printing, one of the sheets was accidentally turned upside down, and because planes were so new at the time, no one noticed the error with the image. According to the post office's website, 10 years ago compared to today, the amount of mail volume has dropped from over 202 billion pieces in 2002 to just over 160 billion today. Kalamazoo stamp enthusiasts agree that how the post office fares will not affect their hobby. This year's Stamp Expo is over, but those interested in future events can get more information from stamps.org. For WMUK, I'm Heather Pelkey.